This is Brianna again, and this is the third and final part of my intro to my first podcast. So, back to the topic of aging as gracefully as you can. It's not about eradicating every single line, every single wrinkle, every single everything that could tell the world that you are maturing as a woman. It is about leading a healthy life, having a healthy body, feeding and nourishing yourself, your body, your mind, and your soul with things that not only fuel your energy, but fuel your skin cells to perform properly and fuel your mind and your vibe so you feel so vibrant and radiant that you want to get out there in the world and share your gifts, because we've all got them. We all have so much special stuff that we can offer to this world. And I am so sick of seeing women hold themselves back because they feel like they don't look a certain way, that people won't take them seriously unless they look a certain way. And so many women spend so much money on so many treatments and so many products that collect in what I call that bathroom graveyard. You probably have one. You know the spot under the bathroom sink where all of your products that never worked, but you spent your hard-earned money on, go to die, because you don't want to toss them, because maybe one day, maybe in some way, they'll do something for you, but yet they never have. I'm sick of seeing women agonize and spend so much time and money and effort on things that don't work. Yes, I too make and sell skincare and makeup products. However, if I had lifers on my emergency spot treatment for correcting blemishes, if I had people on that for life, I would feel like I've done the world a disservice. I've used so many of my products as highly potent, really very strategically selected ingredient profiles to help specific concerns. Yet, I know that so many of these concerns that you have come from the inside out. And if we can get you feeling better and we can get your body operating properly and more effectively and more efficiently, the blemishes and the rapid onset of wrinkling and some of that discoloration in your skin and just kind of not feeling so awesome or vibrant or energetic anymore, getting rid of all of those things, that's what really matters. Those breakouts, they're a barometer. The accelerated aging process should be a sign that, hey, something's up here. Yes, we age, but if you're on warp speed, every now and then a pimple, it happens. But if they're happening all the time, this should be a gauge. This should be our barometer to say, you know what? Something might be out of balance here. The skin is an organ. It's our largest organ. It's an organ of elimination, which is why we sweat and we lose dead skin cells and we do occasionally get breakouts. This organ is a great asset to us. It keeps things outside from getting in and it keeps our insides staying in. However, I feel so fortunate that we can actually see without incredibly expensive medical diagnostic tools what's taking place with this organ, unlike so many of our other organs. If we see certain things taking place in the skin that we're not loving, and it's not just like, I have this little thing here, or I don't like the shape of this. No, but if you're seeing actual physical, tangible signs that something is out of balance in the body, we are fortunate to be able to see that. And yes, we can mask it, but how about we correct it so we can prevent them from happening again? If we correct the internal imbalances, our skin is going to glow. It's going to be radiant. We're not going to need as much concealer. We're not going to need as much moisturizer. We're not going to really be all that aware of it anymore. We're just going to get on living our lives with our heads held high because we're not really thinking about all those pesky little skin concerns anymore. So these are the things that I would love to help you with. Feel free to reach out with any of your concerns. I'm going to get back to you here. I'm going to share on my blog and I'm going to share here my incredibly lengthy knowledge of all the things that go into not only looking Okay, so this is Brianna for the last time on this intro. This is part 4 of what was supposed to be part 3. It cut off again, and I think I've got the hang of this app finally. I think I'm learning there's a time limit. And if you have gotten to this point, thank you so much for still listening. You've probably learned I'm a bit verbose. I'm going to work on that. So, what I was saying in part 3 was that I don't want you to just look your best. I want you to feel your best. That's what's most important. Feeling good, healthy, and happy. That's what we all want in this world. That's what matters most. That's what I want to help you with. So let me know what I can help you with. Let me know what questions you have. I get excited to share about these sorts of things, if you can't already tell. So I'm going to keep posting little tips and tidbits on ingredients to use, ingredients to avoid, healthy living, lifestyle hacks, things you can do to not only feel better about your appearance, but help to feel better in your life. And I'm really excited to share. I would love your feedback. Hopefully it's positive. And if you are giving me feedback to say, hey, Brianna, you're a bit verbose, we already all know this, so no need for that. Thank you again so much for listening. Can't wait to chat soon. Bye. Hi, this is Brianna. I'm a licensed esthetician and a professional makeup artist. I have been for almost 15 years. I am the owner of a boutique skincare practice in Phoenix, Arizona, and the creator of a remarkably effective skincare and makeup line called Brianna Thomas Healthy Skin and Beauty. And today I want to share with you something that makes me so upset. Now, most people who know me personally know that I don't really get upset. I don't make waves, I'm usually pretty calm, and if something really gets to me, well, it takes a lot to do that. So when I say that this makes me so mad, no, this makes me really, really frustrated. As an esthetician who has worked with all sorts of skin types and skin conditions and skin concerns well over a decade, I am continually frustrated when my clients come to me and share with me advice that other skin professionals, but particularly other dermatologists, have given them that is contributing to the very thing they are concerned with. Now, I don't want you to think that I'm bashing other aestheticians or that I'm bashing doctors or dermatologists. This isn't the case. I'm not doing that. But I want you to remember to be your own advocate, to think for yourself. And just because somebody is a professional or just because somebody is a doctor does not mean they're giving you the best advice. For instance, I had a client with severe clogging in the pores. They had been working with a dermatologist to correct many years worth of very troubling acne. And this particular dermatologist gave them a cream to use on their skin to help unclog the pores. Yet most of the ingredients, especially the base that the product was in, the main ingredients, are highly clogging. Highly clogging. Petroleum, petrolatum, mineral oil, I do not believe they belong in our skincare, especially on anyone's skin who is struggling with acne or really highly traumatized by severe acne and they've been trying to clear it up for a very long time. I feel it is doing this person a disservice to recommend pore clogging ingredients when the main concern is unclogging the pores. I see it so often. And I know that a lot of people do not dive deep or dig deep into the ingredients in topical prescription skincare or just regular skincare. A lot of people just assume that it's made by a pharmaceutical company or a reputable, seeming, highly marketed brand that it's going to be okay. But I feel like I need to make it my mission to let people know that all the ingredients used out there are not good for you. So many of them. I would like to say at least half, if not most of the ingredients in most of the cosmetics on the market today really are serving us. They're not doing us any good or they could potentially be causing the concerns that we're having. They're not active, they're not potent, they're not corrective, they're either just there to fluff up or bulk up a product, or perhaps, in my opinion, I feel that many of these ingredients may be in these products to create an addiction to the product. If you're using a product for acne that gives you acne, you will continually need to use an acne product to clear up your acne. And it just frustrates me so much. I see time and time and time again people who have been told to do something by somebody that they trusted implicitly. They've spent a lot of money on things that just aren't working for them. They start to get down on themselves because they feel like something is wrong with them. Why isn't anything working? Why can't anyone help me? And I want you to know you have so much power in your own two hands to help clear your skin and to really set yourself up for skin success, but you have to do some digging. You can't just take everyone's word for what it's worth. You need to investigate. And I want you to look at your bottles. I want you to look at your labels. And if you get breakouts or, you know, troubled by clogged pores, if you're using something that has mineral oil, petrolatum, petroleum, or isoparaffin, kind of like the wax that they use in birthday candles, very similar. These are things that are probably going to be clogging you up. Avoid them. Throw those products out. You don't want them. They're not helpful. Hopefully this is. Take care. Be well. Remember that you matter and you are loved. We'll chat soon. Hi there, this is Brianna of Healthy Skin AZ and Brianna Thomas, Healthy Skin and Beauty. And today I want to share an ingredient that I feel belongs nowhere near your skin. Not in your skincare, not in your makeup. This ingredient is called SD alcohol, or specially denatured alcohol. It is something that frustrates me so very much when my clients bring in their products for me to see, when they're a new client and we're just getting to know each other and I'm learning what they've been doing, or I see people posting all over the internet all sorts of things that are super trendy and cute looking, yet I know when I read the ingredient profile that they're probably not doing anyone any long-term favors. This ingredient, SD alcohol, it's one of those ingredients that's a big pet peeve to me. The reason for this is it's an alcohol that is highly drying and highly sensitizing. It is in a lot of toners, it is in a lot of spot treatments, and it is in a lot of highly popular lip stain products these days. And one of my biggest frustrations in the use of this product came about when a client of mine had seen a dermatologist for an unrelated reason to what I was working with her on correcting. And she mentioned to her dermatologist that she has some oiliness and breakouts periodically, and she was working on that with me. The dermatologist recommended a product. Not a professional product, but one that she needed to go to the mall and get. And this product she brought to me and said, "Hey, my doc said to use this. What do you think?" Now this woman, she is oily periodically, did get breakouts. She used to, not really anymore. Yet she has rosacea, or a reddening across her midface that is highly inflammatory, really bothersome to her, highly sensitive, and is kind of irritated by a lot of ingredients. I was livid when she showed this to me. I may not have looked it, but inside I just thought, oh no, you just wasted all this money, and how dare someone tell you to use this, especially a pro, especially someone who should know better. The main ingredient was SD alcohol. It belongs nowhere near the face of anyone who is struggling with redness or rosacea. It's way too drying and way too sensitizing. The next few ingredients were fragrance and synthetic color. Also, highly irritating, highly breakout causing. Everything about this product bothered me so very much, not just for this woman with sensitive-ish skin. And I did just say sensitive-ish, because not all of her skin was sensitive, mostly just her midface. But anyone, no one should be using these ingredients. There's no need for it. So if you're looking to control your oil, drying it out with alcohol may initially feel all right. You may wipe your skin down with a toner that has SD alcohol, or goodness knows a lot of teenagers I did, tried the just straight up rubbing alcohol. If you do this and your cotton pad gets super grimy and you think, oh, I'm removing all these oils, this is great, my skin feels awesome, I want you to know that you're dehydrating the surface cells, which is creating massive sensitivity in the long haul for you, as well as it is triggering your oil glands to start overproducing like crazy. If you take all of their oil, they're going to say, something's happened here. Guys, let's kick into overdrive. And about 12 hours later, you're going to have so much more oil. And it's going to create this vicious cycle of stripping and overproducing and stripping and overproducing. It's not creating balance. It's not correcting anything. It's not healing your skin. It's creating more irritation and troubles down the road. And when it's applied on the lips, it may be a great fixative. It may help other ingredients penetrate or stay put, but I want you to know that chronically dehydrating the skin anywhere, but especially the skin of the lips, may make your lipstick stay on longer, but it's going to create a dependence and an addiction and an absolute reliance on lip balm or a lip gloss of some sort, because over time, and usually it doesn't take very long, your lips are going to get so dried out and so sensitive that you're just constantly going to feel like you need to be using something to rehydrate them. This isn't balance either. We want you to be balanced. We want you to be, you know, happy with your skin as it is. And I don't want you to use ingredients that are harmful for you. SD alcohol, get rid of it. Don't use it. Hi, this is Brianna, and today I want to chat about a topic that is very, very important to me. This is the topic of not everything that is natural when it comes to skincare and makeup products is good for you, and not everything that is synthetically made is not good for you. I feel like there's so many people who feel like something must be completely 100% plant-grown, organic, natural in order to be the best of the best. And while, yes, I do prefer plant-based, if it can be organic, if it can be vegan, I too strive for this. And I love natural products. I always have. However, not all natural ingredients are good for us to use, and not all things made in the lab are going to be, you know, harmful and evil and horrible and, you know, going to ruin our lives like so many of the natural and organic beauty blog type world would have us to believe. For instance, I want to use the example of one of my clients who learned that she cannot use anything with geranium. Geranium is a plant. Sometimes in skincare preparations, an essential oil of geranium is used to help give a natural scent to a product. However, this woman, whenever she uses it, she breaks out in little bumps. It's natural, yet it didn't work for her. There are some people who just can't use certain natural ingredients. And sometimes people who feel like they use something natural and it didn't work for them, they want to steer clear from anything that is natural. And this doesn't have to be the case either. But you just have to learn what works for you. Not everything is going to work for everyone. And just because one person had an issue with a particular ingredient doesn't mean that that product is bad for everyone or that company is spewing lies and is, you know, horrible and no one should buy from them ever. I don't feel that that's the case. I also feel like not every synthetic ingredient made in a lab is harmful. For instance, let's talk about peptides. I love peptides. If you're not using peptides, I can't tell you how much I love them. They're not often in skincare preparations, they're not often natural. They're usually made in the lab. They're usually synthesized in the lab, and they're kind of like amino acids or proteins that get into the skin and they firm it up. They're really great with the process of aging more gracefully because they can lift and firm and tone and tighten the skin in ways that a lot of other ingredients can't. And they are not irritating, and they don't make you peel, and they're, you know, not really harmful that I have found in any way. I love using peptides, but because I use them, I cannot say that my skincare and makeup line is 100% natural or completely organic, because it's not. And some people think because I can't say that, that they don't want to use my products because it's not 100% organic and natural. And I feel like we need to rethink and reframe the idea that everything that's natural is awesome and everything that's not is not. Now, don't get me wrong, there are a ton of ingredients out there on the marketplace that I feel like should not be anywhere near our skin. This is pretty much why I started my own skincare line it's over 5 years ago. I started working on this because I saw so many skin conditions being exacerbated by the products people were using. There's a lot of harmful ingredients out there that clog people's skin, that could potentially be, you know, altering or hormones that can affect our health and our longevity. And these are not things that I personally wanted to use or my clients either. So I have been researching very extensively for years and years and years and years, what is the best of the best in natural ingredients that can make a change and make a difference, but not typically be irritating to people's skin. As well as what are the handful of not so natural ingredients that can be used that I feel make a big difference but aren't going to harm our health. So know the difference. Know that just because something is natural and organic doesn't mean it's always awesome. Just because something isn't doesn't mean it's not. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out. I would love to share all about skincare and makeup and the ingredients that go into having healthy, beautiful skin. Hit me up. Hi, I'm Brianna, a licensed esthetician and a professional makeup artist. I'm the owner of Healthy Skin AZ, a boutique skincare practice in Phoenix, Arizona, and the creator of Brianna Thomas Healthy Skin and Beauty, a remarkably effective skincare and makeup line. I've been working with skin for almost 15 years, and in that time, so very many people have come to me to correct problems that they've encountered with do-it-yourself at-home skin treatments. They've also come to me to correct botched peels, botched laser procedures, and all sorts of crazy skin reactions. But today I want to chat a little bit about a segment that I'll be doing entitled DIY Don'ts. And my first DIY don't is probably going to be highly controversial, because all over the internet, you will find a lot of beauty bloggers blogging about this ingredient in a fairly positive manner. And I want to say this before I tell you what this ingredient is. I want to say that just because something works for one person doesn't mean it's going to work for everyone. Just because something doesn't work for one person doesn't mean it's awful for all. But I will be sharing about things that I see a consistent problem with. I've worked with incredibly resilient skin, but the vast majority of people that I've worked with over the years in correcting highly, highly challenging skin concerns are people who are a bit sensitive, not only to the products that they use, but to things that they eat. And so this may have adjusted my view on this topic a bit. However, I have seen massive irritation, chemical burns, and scarring, yes, even scarring, by using this particular ingredient on all types of skin. White skin, black skin, resilient skin, sensitive skin. I've seen it so many times that I feel like we have to talk about this. And just because beauty bloggers talk about it online doesn't mean it's appropriate for you to use. Just because someone says something is okay, it doesn't mean it's always okay. So, if you've been thinking about using this ingredient, let's think again. So, dun dun dun, what I am here to chat with you about is apple cider vinegar. Oh my goodness, my love-hate relationship with apple cider vinegar. I think it is an amazing ingredient to take internally. It helps balance stomach acid. It helps all sorts of things in the digestive system. It helps with liver function. It's amazing, taken internally. However, when it's applied topically, time and time and time again, I've seen it create serious sensitizing reactions and even chemical burns that have taken weeks to heal and have actually created scarring in some individuals. So just because this ingredient is all over the internet and people are using it as a toner and people are using it as a rinse and people are using it as an acne spot treatment, don't think that for everyone in every instance, it's going to be okay. And before you dive in and just start slathering this all over your face, because it is a very inexpensive ingredient, and yes, it is natural, I want you to know that everything that is natural or organic or supposedly good for you, as touted by a lot of lay people who aren't necessarily trained in all things skin, I want you to know it's not always appropriate to use. The reason I feel so strongly about this is because the drastic alteration of the pH of the skin that apple cider vinegar or any vinegar creates. We need to keep the pH of the skin in balance, otherwise problems can occur. We can strip our natural protective barrier, which can allow bacteria and more breakouts to occur. We can strip ourselves of excess oil, which will trigger our oil glands to start massively overproducing. And in some instances, we can damage the surface skin cells in such a way that we will actually create a burn in our skin if we use something that is so vastly out of the normal natural pH range. And we'll talk about pH another day, but one of my biggest pet peeve DIY ingredients, apple cider vinegar. I've seen it cause so many problems, and I don't want that to happen to you. Have you ever felt completely overwhelmed, so stressed out, and so anxiety ridden, you don't even know where to start, where to turn, or what to do to feel even a bit of balance in your day? If so, you are not alone. I'm Brianna Thomas of Healthy Skin AZ and Brianna Thomas Healthy Skin and Beauty. And while yes, I am a licensed esthetician and a professional makeup artist, I have learned so very much from working with my clients that has absolutely nothing to do with the look of your skin or your makeup. I personally, and so very many of the women that I work with, are female entrepreneurs who are very, very, very busy businesswomen who are possibly moms and who feel like they have the weight of the world on their shoulders some days. Many of us experience times when we just feel like there's so much on our to-do list that we can barely breathe. We sometimes don't even remember to breathe. Hours and hours and hours will go by and we realize we haven't eaten, we haven't taken a sip of water, and we feel this kind of tight, constricted, hurried, panicked, and just icky feeling inside because we've been going, and we haven't taken a moment to ourselves all day. And I want to share, if you do this, you're not alone. It happens a lot. I talk about this with my clients almost on a daily basis. They come in, they lay down, we work on their skin, and we get to chatting. And so many of us are just so stressed out. And even those of us, like myself, who absolutely love what we do, sometimes we love it so much and we want to give so much and we want to help so much that all of the ideas and all of the things that we so badly want to put out into the world can start to pile up and feel like a weight because we just feel so anxious about not sharing with others and giving our gifts and helping the world in the ways that we know that we can. And that stress can present itself in all sorts of problems. It can give us headaches. It can give us tummy aches. It can keep us from sleeping. It can make us just kind of cranky. And so I want to share one of my top tips. I share this with a lot of my friends and a lot of my clients. And I want to share one of my top tips for chilling the heck out. So many days we get so wrapped up in the things we need to do that we forget some of the things that are just the most basic needs, the most basic things in life that are necessary for us to function, and not only function, but function in a peaceful, balanced, relaxed, and not so overwhelmingly stressed kind of a way. So one of the things that I absolutely live by is the alarm on my phone. And not the alarm on my phone to tell me one more thing to do or to remind me where to be, but the alarm on my phone that reminds me to breathe. That's right, to breathe. Something that we do all day, every day, but sometimes aren't too mindful of. And we get so preoccupied that we forget to actually pause and take just a nice deep breath and recenter ourselves and regroup and just be, even if it's just for a moment. So I have an iPhone. This works on any phone. I program an alarm on my phone, and that alarm says breathe. I program that message in. When times are really stressful, I program that alarm to go off every hour on the hour. I set it for silent because I don't want it disturbing the people I'm with, but I can glance over periodically and see, oh, there's my breathe alarm. Pause, take a breath, relax, even if it's just for a moment. When things aren't quite so chaotic, I usually do it every 2 to 3 hours. I have that silent alarm go off. But this has helped me so much to be mindful, to check in with my body, to check in with my mind, to take a moment, to take a breath, to just chill out, and to just relax, and to not go, 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 go all day long. So there's nothing left of me to give at the end of the day by the time I get home. That I actually have taken little moments throughout the day for myself. And when I do that, I feel so much better. And if you try it, I think you will too. Do you sometimes forget to wash your face before you go to bed? If you do, you're not alone. I'm Brianna of Healthy Skin AZ, a boutique skincare practice in Phoenix, Arizona, and the creator of Brianna Thomas Healthy Skin and Beauty, a remarkably effective skincare and makeup line. And in the almost 15 years that I've been working with women correcting highly challenging skin concerns, one of the pieces of advice that I get the most resistance to, not in everyone, but in some, is to wash your face twice a day. If somebody is experiencing a lot of clogging in the skin, breakouts in the skin, or just really wanting to improve the overall look and health of the skin, I typically say it is essential. I always say it's essential to wash your face twice a day. In the morning, you want to wash off any impurities that metabolic process of skin detoxification has taken place over the night, and getting rid of any of the corrective skincare products that you've had on your skin that are most effective at night. You often don't want those on during the day, during the sunlight hours where you may be exposed to the sun. And I absolutely want you washing your face before bed to get off all of the makeup. And even if you don't wear makeup, all of the oils, anything that could be clogging you up, dead skin cells, and environmental pollutants that you may have accumulated throughout the day. However, I work with so many busy women in business. So many of my clients are female entrepreneurs. So many of my clients are moms. Many women are very, very high up in highly, highly stressful positions in corporations where they're highly visible and they're highly concerned with their skin and making sure that they're presentable, or they're in the public eye quite often, and they're really wanting to make sure that their skin isn't breaking out and they're looking as good as they possibly can. However, because of their professions and their lifestyle, they're so tired. They're so worn out by the end of the day. And a lot of times they say they just kind of pass out, fall asleep before they get around to washing their face. And so some nights they wash their face before bed. Most nights they do, but usually a few times a week they forget because they're just too worn out. So if this is you, know you're not alone. I get it. We're all so busy and we're all so tired at the end of the day. So here's my top tip. If this is the case, don't wait till bed. Don't wait till bed. If you consistently can't wash your face twice a day, do it as soon as you get home for the night. As soon as you walk in the door, we typically take off our shoes, put down our purse, maybe go grab a bite to eat, grab a glass of water. This is the perfect time to go wash your face because you haven't quite settled in, you haven't quite sat down, gotten yourself relaxed and situated for the evening, or you haven't gotten into making dinner and checking homework and doing bedtime routine. Get it done when you're awake, when you're alert, and when you can. If you can't seem to consistently wash your face before bed, don't save it till then. If you know you're going to be too tired, don't wait. Do it as soon as you walk in the door. Get it done. When you make the time and you find the time and you're using products that make a difference, you're going to be excited about the results you're getting and you're going to want to take the time. It's not a lot of time, but you're going to want to take the time to work towards creating healthier skin. Just like you go to the dentist and they clean out your teeth, usually it's every 3 to 6 months or so, you can go get a facial every month or every quarter and we can clean out your pores. But if you aren't taking the power that you have in your own hands to wash your skin twice a day, every day, the buildup in your pores is going to be so very great. Just like if you went and got your cleaning, but you didn't brush your teeth all that often in between, there'd be a whole lot of work to do. There'd probably be some cavities and there'd probably be some discomfort. So taking care of your skin as often as you can at home, in the time that you can, when it suits you best, that's when you should do it. If bedtime is just too late and you're too tired, do it sooner in the evening. That's my top tip for this. Just find a way to get it done. And this is how most of my clients find a way to get it done. They don't wait till they're too tired. Give it a try. Let me know how it works. Hi, I'm Brianna, and I help hardworking women have clearer skin and less wrinkles while at the same time learning how to not only look their best, but to feel their best, because that is what matters most. If you have listened to any of my episodes here on my podcast channel, thank you so very much. Hopefully you've learned a little bit about ingredients to include in your skincare regimen, ingredients to avoid, and perhaps some tips on having a healthier, more balanced approach to living and taking better care of your skin, even though you're super busy and probably completely worn out most days. These sorts of things are things that I have talked with my clients about over the last almost 15 years that I've been an esthetician and a makeup artist. I am so excited to finally be able to not only share one-on-one all the things that I know have really changed a lot of lives with the individuals that come to see me for help with their skin, but to take that information and to also share it here with you and so many more people. So I would love to know what your biggest skin concerns are. I would love to know how I can help you better. Something that I'm really excited to be sharing is coming out very, very soon. It's a completely free resource guide that I've been working on for what seems like ages. This is my Healthy Skin and Beauty Basics Guide, although it is not so basic. It is going to be a daily reminder for almost a month of all sorts of tips and tricks that you can do at home on your own that will not only make your skin the best it possibly can, but to also contribute to feeling absolutely amazing and just radiating a whole lot brighter in this world. So I would love to share this with you. I'm going to be going over all sorts of tips, like things that you need to be eating or not eating, how your genetics or your hormones or your digestive system can be affecting the look of your skin, and how rapidly or slowly it may age. We're going to be talking about the role of your heritage and your sun exposure and how these things can affect the pigmentation in your skin, which can then also affect how your skin looks and how it feels as you mature in life. I cannot wait to share so many tips that really have absolutely nothing to do with getting skincare treatments or buying skincare products, but really have so much to do with balancing out the internal well-being of your body, making sure that your body is functioning properly, that all of your organ systems are operating effectively, because this in turn not only will make you look your absolute best, but it's going to help you feel your best. And that is what I want to impart to you. This is my main message. Looking great is awesome, but feeling great is even better. And when we feel good, when we truly feel good, we can share our gifts with this world with our head held high. we don't end up having to worry about pesky breakouts or dark circles or this sudden onset of the aging process because our body is in balance. And I want to help you to get so in balance that you feel great and you're really, really, really happy with your skin. So if you would like my free Healthy Skin and Beauty Basics Resource Guide, head on over to my website, healthyskinandbeauty.com, and sign up for my email list. I will be releasing this within the next few weeks, or if I've already released it, you'll get it right away. This is going to be not only a tool that you can implement right now to make rapid changes in your skin and the way you think about your beauty, but it can be something that you can reference back throughout the course of your life as certain skin conditions may occur, as you mature, and as you may encounter different changes in your life that create new conditions like pregnancy or lactation or stress or anxiety or times of insomnia or when you've had a little bit too much booze and some super sweet treats. I can't wait to share my tips on how to balance your body out to not only make you look amazing, but to feel amazing. And I hope that this can contributes to a happy, healthy, beautiful life for you. So go sign up today. I cannot wait to share. We'll chat soon. Hey there, this is Brianna, and I want to chat about why mindset matters. We know it matters in every aspect of our lives, but I want to talk about how it matters, particularly for individuals who are working to clear up their skin. So many people struggle with clogged pores, minor hormonal breakouts, and sometimes severe cystic acne. And almost everyone I have ever worked with in the well over a decade that I've been working with skin, I see that these things take a massive toll on their self-esteem. And if they don't keep their mindset in check, it can really start to take a toll on their lives. It can affect their relationships, it can affect their business, it can affect how they walk through this world. I'm going to pause a moment and say I am preparing my treatment room for my next client. So if you hear noises or my washing machine as I wash the linens for the day, that's what's going on. So back to mindset. I see some amazingly beautiful women who really have a hard time holding their head high. I talk with women who say they turn their head when their husband goes to give them a kiss because they're embarrassed that, you know, they don't look like they used to or that they haven't figured out how to clear up their acne. I talk with a lot of women who are, you know, very successful entrepreneurs running their own business or high up in the corporate ladder, and they are really frustrated with their breakouts. They think they're just much too old to be breaking out and that people aren't taking them seriously because they're just staring at their pimples. I also know moms who shy away from letting their little ones touch up on their face or give them lots of kisses because they're just so afraid of introducing more bacteria into their skin, and they don't want the little comments, you know, like, "Mommy, what's on your face?" That sometimes people get. And so struggling with the internal dialogue and sometimes the dampened self-esteem that can come about from breakouts is something that almost everyone I've ever known who struggles with acne faces. I, if you don't know, I got into skincare because I struggled with really severe acne. If you go to my website, healthyskinandbeauty.com, go to my about page, scroll down to the bottom, you'll see some of my pictures. And those pictures aren't even when it was at the worst, but when it was at the worst, it was even worse than that. And I too can relate to just feeling so self-conscious, canceling plans, not wanting to be seen, because it just was kind of embarrassing. And I like to view our breakouts as a barometer, as a gauge that something is out of balance in the body, that we need to look a little deeper, pay attention to what ingredients we're using on our skin, pay attention to how much water we're drinking, how our bodies are eliminating, what we're eating, and really pay attention to our hormones and our stress levels. All of these things come into play with having clear, healthy, beautiful skin. But so many people who are struggling with breakouts, they don't think of it that way. They don't think of it as like, oh, here's a sign for me to pay attention to my body and focus on making it function better. They think, oh my gosh, something's wrong with me. I'm awful, I'm gross, I'm disgusting. I can barely stand to look at myself in the mirror. These are things that I've actually heard out of the mouths of very beautiful, very successful women when they start to struggle with breakouts. And some of them really let it take a toll on them. Some of them cancel meetings, don't get online, they don't do YouTube videos, they don't put good in webinars, they don't post pictures of themselves unless they're highly edited. They cancel plans with friends, they don't get out there and date. They sometimes snap at their loved ones when, you know, they get a little too close, and it's not anything to do with them. It's just kind of their own internal dialogue of not feeling good enough. And I want you to know that if you're struggling with breakouts, there's nothing wrong with you. Acne happens, pimples happen, but they are, like I say, they're a barometer. They're a gauge to say there's something going on either in the skin that is easily correctable, get rid of dead skin cells, get rid of bacteria, thin out the oil, any of that, or to focus on internal stuff that may need to be fixed just so you can feel better in your life as well. So if you're breaking out, look at it from this vantage point, that it's a sign that you need to just pay attention to what's going on. You're not gross, you're not disgusting. Acne can be healed. It can go away. It can, and it does. And I would love to help you, but I want you to know that mindset matters. Getting down on yourself doesn't help, but taking a proactive approach and knowing that this is just a sign that your body needs a little TLC, looking at it like that can make the healing process go so much more smoothly, and I hope this helps you.